This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour found another strong crop. We'll have more right after this.
I'm Scott Schulte, host of the Cow Guy Close on RFD TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein at Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
For the second consecutive year, scouts on the Pro Farmer Crop Tour have found a record corn yield. The final report released Friday on ProFarmer.com projects a national average corn yield of 182.7 bushels per acre, which is about a 0.5% increase over last year's record projection. Lane Acree, leader of the eastern leg of the tour, said the final state, Minnesota, was the star.
Dietitians, other healthcare professionals are really gravitating towards that because oftentimes when people think of healthcare professionals, they think we're demonizing certain foods. And often that's not the case. We want people to consume all types of foods, but make choices that they are supporting the foods that make them feel good. And so we want to see all foods fit on the plate.
Acree noted that these impressions from the Pro Farmer Crop Tour are just a snapshot in time, so things can still change before harvest.
And Minnesota was really impressive. We've only ever had two states that averaged over 200 bushels on the tour, and one of those was Illinois in 2024, and Minnesota this year. Biggest yields we saw all week.
Pro Farmer's total production estimate is at 16 billion bushels for corn and 4.26 billion bushels of soybeans. Mike Zuzalo of Global Commodity Analytics discussed how this will impact market prices.
The top things for me is the idea of, okay, USDA, their corn number, obviously that 188.8 is the thing that sticks out. But to me as an analyst, it's really, does Pro Farmer match up with the 5.3% increase in yield that got USDA to that 188.8?
Again, the full detailed report can be found at ProFarmer.com. You can find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our daily e-newsletter to get those stories delivered to you every day. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.